Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today is Snap P79.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
We're nearly to 80.
Nearly getting to 80-year-olds. Nearly there, Tim.
I wonder if we do 100 of these, if who's the king or queen of podcasting?
Oh, that is they send us really a question. Who could it be? There's a lot of people that would think they
Maybe we should appoint ourselves and we should just send a letter to everyone that records 100 episodes.
Well, we're up to over 300 actual episodes. About 100 snap peas.
Yeah.
We'll just celebrate ourselves as usual. I think there's
actually
a lot of people.
Forget and you'll be like, oh,
yeah,
last week
that's
100.
Right. It was 102 snap peas. I think there's a lot of people that would like to be the king or queen of podcasting.
I think they
So I just want to stay out of that.
They probably are the king or queen and we don't know.
Yeah, probably.
We're not cool enough.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's hear from the peas. We're excited to be back in the same room together. We're in the pod bar.
It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, so we can hear from you again. So let's do it.
Hi, Mandy and Kate.
Hello.
Hi, Mandy and Kate.
Oh. It's Cecilia here from Adelaide.
Hi.
But also, what's your name?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
And we thought we'd, what did you want to say?
We thought we could send a message to you that to say, okay, it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Well, we're going to see afterwards, aren't we? We're off to
gymnastics.
Because our local YMCA, that's only like 300 metres from our house, has said that they're going to do a come and try for kids that maybe have wonky legs.
Oh. And wonky arms.
Yes.
Maybe wonky arms. Maybe they think differently. So some kids with their, who might have some extra needs. So we're going to a come and try at gymnastics. And we thought we'd send you a message to say we're off and we're very excited.
Oh.
And then afterwards, we're going to message you back and see if Lucy really liked it. What do you think we're going to do at Wonky Legs Gymnastics?
The same as my birthday.
Oh.
But not hide and seek.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not going to play hide and seek? No. Okay. Do you think we'll do jumping?
Yeah.
Oh. And what else?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We can tell everyone when we finish.
Yes, I can't wait.
All right, Lucy, come say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
bye,
Lucy.
Bye, good luck.
All right, we're going to let you know how this goes.
All right, let's
see. Wish us luck.
I wonder. Fingers
crossed. I'm very nervous.
I'm nervous too because I've done a lot of these.
I know, same. Yes.
Yes, so let's see.
Okay, come on.
Hi, it's Cecilia and
Lucy
here again.
We're on the edge of our
seats. Here again.
Yes.
And what did you think of what we're calling wonky legs gymnastics. What do you think?
Good.
Oh, yes.
Thumbs up?
Yeah.
What was your favourite thing to do? What was your favourite thing to do? What was there? There was trampoline.
Trampoline.
Balancing.
Balancing.
Roly-poling.
Roly-poling, the obstacle course.
Obstacle course, yeah.
And
the parachute at the end. And some singing and dancing.
Oh. Yeah.
And did we make a friend?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I forgot.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Zoe.
Yeah.
Oh, Zoe. And she had some wonky legs too,
didn't
she?
The best.
Yeah. So it was good fun, wasn't it? Mummy made a friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
We even talked about our pelvic floors. It was a bit funny, wasn't it?
It does come up at gymnastics.
You do when you're a mama. All right, you say, see you, Mandy. See you, Kate.
See you, Mandy. See you, Kate.
Oh,
see
bye. You,
Tanya. Tanya.
Tanya's been here the whole time. She's silent.
She's silent.
We don't really, you know,
We look to her for advice. Yeah. Tanya. See you, Tanya. Kids are the best.
That is so great. I loved it.
Beautiful welcome back.
I know.
To Kate and Mandy and Tanya.
The best. Tanya P, look, she's all right.
She doesn't do a lot. No. I don't like to diss people, but...
She needs to pull up her socks.
She really, really does. But if a booklet never gets delivered or there's nothing, it's Tanya's fault.
We could have blamed her for the last 4 years. Oh, God.
We were keeping her out of it, but now that Lucy's exposed her.
The world needs to know. Oh, that was so fun.
So good.
Thank you.
We're glad that you had a great time.
Oh, I really am. And yep. Mum meeting a friend and everyone feeling similar. It's magical.
It is.
Thank you, gymnastics.
Yeah, gymnastics.
For putting that on and do it everywhere, actually.
Yes, do it.
Because then you get gorgeous people like Lucy and her mum and have the best day of their life.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
From Melbourne.
Hi. Beautiful Melbourne.
You cold?
A very long time listener.
Oh.
But first time speak piper.
Awesome.
I wanted to share with you both and the peas a good news story.
Great.
Something that made me smile yesterday.
Yes. Thank you.
I think it was maybe 2 years ago, Mandy mentioned.
Wow.
On one of the episodes, an app called Be My Eyes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
And I guess for those who don't know or don't remember, it's an app where you can sign up and basically be the eyes for a visually impaired person if they need help reading something or seeing something. And you get a call. They can't see you, but you can obviously see through their camera, and I guess there's all kinds of things you can help them with. You know, I've read stories of, I think I read it on their Instagram, people helping reading labels for milk, if milk's in date, and those sort of things. Anyway, I downloaded the app when Mandy mentioned it. It was probably a couple of years ago. I've always missed the calls. I've always missed them. But I got one yesterday and I answered it. And it was a woman who was visually impaired and hearing impaired, and she couldn't find a delivery. The delivery driver hadn't followed her instructions on where to leave the delivery, so she was having trouble finding where the delivery was at her house. Yeah. So I was able to help her. She took the camera outside and to her front courtyard, and we had a look around together and went out the front gate, and I was able to help her find her delivery yesterday.
Oh,
and
a great
it was
thing.
A really great experience.
Yes.
And she was a lovely lady, bless her. She called me her Be My Eyes angel, which was very sweet. But it was, it just made me realize how wonderful an app like that is.
Yeah,
I was
life-changing.
Very happy that I could help her. So I thought it was good to let you guys know. Thank you, Mandy, for recommending it.
Yeah, and, well, I've never had a call. I'm
was
jealous.
Happy I could help, and maybe it's a a nice little reminder to the rest of the peak community that you can download it and maybe get a call to help somebody out. So, yeah, it was a lovely thing that I was able to help with yesterday.
Yeah,
anyway, good one, Katrina. Stay warm in Melbourne because it's nice and chilly here.
Yep.
It really is.
And thanks again, Mandy, for sharing it.
Oh, no worries. So good.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been called. I've got the app right on my home screen, but why don't they call
me? Updating or something.
I don't, well, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, why? I don't know. But
anyway, great.
Yeah, awesome. Also, we haven't talked about the weather. It's freezing.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, it's proper winter now, so there's no good news till June. About mid-September. So.
Ish, even October.
Yes. It's cold. It's cold, cold, cold. Yep. But I tell you what, my house has been so warm because I've had open for inspections. I've had the underfloor heating on in the bathrooms, which I normally don't let anyone turn on because it costs too much money.
Yeah, right.
Gas log fires.
Yes.
And the real estate agents, it's beautiful in here.
It's toasty.
It's toasty. Yeah. So look, if you don't care about money, you can have a really warm house. There's my tip for you people. Just don't be poor, okay?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But, I mean, it's also the season of the throw rug, and I do love
it
a throw rug.
It is, me too.
I like to sit on the couch and snuggle under a rug.
Yeah, and I bought one, and I said, this is strictly mine, because they take them.
They do
the dog eats them or the children take them. And I said, no one. And then
Miss Travel listen?
No. Miss Travel's like, can I please have that? I said, no. It's an absolute no. It's mine.
Yeah, please let me have my
please,
throw rug.
Please, come on.
One
I don't ask for much. The dog's eaten all of them.
I know. Is she still doing it?
She's 4.5. Well, not as bad as she was.
Yeah.
But no, because I've got some new cushions on my couch. I couldn't have cushions for years. She just ate them all.
Yeah.
Every corner.
Yep.
Destroyed them.
Yep.
Anyway.
Vicks.
Yep. Yeah, Vicks I should have done that.
Rub, baby. But then the couch smells like Vicks, which is also not that enticing.
I don't really want to snuggle up with my throw rug smelling of Vicks.
It gets in your eyes, so.
Anyway, let's hear from someone else.
Yep.
Hello there, ladies.
Hello.
This is Sophie again.
Hi, Sophie.
You're welcome to call me P Brain after you've heard this story, because that's probably more accurate. So you gave some recommendations on one of the podcasts probably a couple of months ago, and I dutifully wrote them down and went into a bookshop with my pea shoot and asked for about four things, they'd never heard of any of them.
Really?
One of them, though, they did say that they could order.
Great.
So I thought I didn't want to feel completely defeated, so I ordered that.
Yep.
And they said it would be in a couple of months. I've just picked it up. Anyway, a week or so later, I went to my other favourite bookshop and presented the same list. And again, they hadn't really heard of anything and struggled, but then said that they could track one down. And I thought that was great. And I got messages from both bookshops over the last couple of days saying your orders have come in.
Oh, great.
And, of course, I think you probably know what's happened. I've ordered the same
book.
So that's disappointing. And I'm going to donate one to my daughter's school.
Very happy for the author,
because I think they probably need it just as badly as me, called Beyond Behaviours.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
That is total P-land.
Oh, that is. That, because you know what? You have the list. You don't cross it off and go ordered on this day.
She needed Tanya.
You need Tanya. This is what I'm saying. She's just not pulling her weight. Oh, Soapy. You know, we've really all been there. We really, really have.
Pretty much my whole life is mistake after mistake.
Yeah, same.
You're all making me laugh a lot today. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been like sick land in my house and no one's been laughing. So thank you.
No, and it's been an intense time in my house.
Yes.
Really intense.
Yes.
I reckon one of the hardest months of my life. So
this
has been a
golden
ray of sunshine. Well, maybe we should do our cry laugh difference.
Yeah,
we've had
three
amazing messages and we've got more. Keep sending these speak pipes. We will when we can. Obviously, give you our snap peas. We really want to get to 80.
Yeah, we do.
So, but we'll finish on that and we'll talk about our cry difference laugh and then we'll have another episode for you on Thursday.
Yes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage,
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, okay, what made you cry?
Oh, before
what
I do that.
What hasn't made you cry?
Everything's made me cry. But before I do that, I wanted to say that, you know, hopefully this episode is still sponsored by Tip Top. And so one of our beautiful listeners, Debbie, who is one of the kindest people, I think she messages after nearly every episode. She's really got involved in P-Life. She sent us, you can hear the rustling.
Right here.
She sent us stuff to make fairy bread.
Yeah. I went to the P.O. box and I was like, what is this?
Yes. Because it's a squishy bag of 100,000.
Yeah, so there's a magnet, a fairy bread magnet,
it's very
some
cute.
Money to buy the Tip Top bread and some hundreds and thousands. Oh, we got a packet
so
each.
Lovely.
Isn't that gorgeous?
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think number one daughter's coming over for brunch on Saturday. So
yep,
I thought,
great.
I reckon I'm going to make fairy bread.
Fantastic.
What an awesome thing. So, yeah, listen to that, Tip Top.
Yeah, we every day, every day.
Every day.
And you know what I thought? If we ever get to do that ad again, can I sing the song?
They mustn't have that anymore.
Yeah, but who writes a
Tip
song?
Tip Top's the one. Good on your mum.
Who writes a song to say good on your mum? Like
yeah, nobody.
A good company.
A good company because, look, hashtag not all dads, but yeah. Most mums are buying the bread.
Good on your mums.
Yeah. Good on your mums. We say good on you.
Yeah.
All right. What made me cry? A lot of things, but I tell you what made me sobbed. I've watched it 3 times. I can't even watch it. It's the Bluey cricket episode.
Oh, everyone's been talking about that.
I know everyone will have already seen
it. Oh, I haven't.
But, it's my whole childhood. It's because the dads are trying to get a kid out. You know when the dads get competitive? It's,
you're
can
great.
See
I
the
love
whole
it.
Thing. And then the little dog, Rusty, that's playing cricket, he's sort of – they've encompassed 3 or 4 Australian cricketers into him. So if you're a cricket fan like me, you'll be like – that's Marnus Labuschagne.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Don Bradman, when he's doing his practicing.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I literally just big fat tears.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant.
I'm going
to
go
really
watch it.
Interested to see what happens when it goes to America.
Yeah, right.
Because the UK will be like, this
They'll
is everything. But I know to our American listeners, you don't understand cricket.
Yeah, yep.
But it's just, I think it's the most Australian thing I have ever
that
seen.
That sounds great.
So yeah, you watch it, Peas, if you haven't seen us and seen it, and let me know what you think. Because I sent it to a friend who loves cricket, and she's just like, "Why am I crying?" I'm like, I know it's a kids' cartoon.
Yeah,
anyway,
lovely.
It's on iView. Check it out. What about you?
Well, dogs are the theme because I watched the whole of Muster Dogs.
Oh, so did I.
Yes, I loved it.
I
was weeping.
I watched it all long weekend.
Yeah, well,
I'm
same.
Weeping.
Yeah, because
it's weird that we both didn't watch it when it came out.
I know.
It's because Lisa re-put it on her Instagram.
Yes, and then it was because it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
So we could sort of binge it rather than if it's on week on week.
Yeah.
I'd have time to be watching things on a Thursday, whatever. Anyway, I loved it.
It's so good. Apparently, I saw Lisa Miller is the Australian ABC breakfast TV host, and she said that the Americans are loving it.
Oh, I bet they are.
So if you overseas, it's on American Netflix, it's on Australian. It's only 4 episodes.
Yeah, it is so good. I was crying at the end.
Crying.
I was just like, and I was thinking, if only I had have known about this
when
I got the dog, I would have Bluetoothed us. I mean, I think we are Bluetooth, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh,
and,
it's
you know,
just... It's
like, I would
so
have done
good.
A better job.
I wouldn't have. I know that I wouldn't have.
I just loved it. I loved every dog.
Hilarious,
you know.
The people.
I know, the people and
such
their stories.
Such genuine people.
Yes.
Amazing stories.
And amazing Australians and stories
and
I don't know hear about.
And wins at the end, you're like, oh.
I know.
Just an epitome of a good human.
Yeah, that's right. But also I had a wife to do all the work.
I know.
Right? So that's all I was thinking.
That's right,
because
those
Because the women...
We're like literally making dinner.
And training and Bluetoothing the dog.
And all the jobs.
I know. So I was was like, I know that person's going to win. But anyway, nothing to take away from him.
No, he deserved it. He loved his dog.
Yeah,
and
he did.
I feel like sometimes we don't get to see beautiful, kind men.
No, that's right. And he really was. Well, they all were. They all loved their animals. Yeah. Oh, I loved it. So
they're filming
watch
another
it.
Series.
I know.
I
can't
she said
wait.
She's writing a book about it.
Oh, well, good. Because it's just absolutely
so
magic.
Good. Anyway, here we are catching up from January 2022.
That's okay.
Anyway, that's amazing. We both watched it.
Yeah. I loved it.
So my difference this week is that I do love cooking a lot, but I have everyone who's parented for 30 years has lost the love of cooking. I shouldn't say everyone, but I will speak for everyone.
Yeah. I have after 20 years, I can imagine
just,
30.
It's just relentless, you know, every night nobody likes what you're making.
Yep.
You really feel like Sanchoy Bao, but you're not, you're having nuggets.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that all of that. Anyway, there's this awesome, she's won Book of the Year, Najee.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a lot of hers.
Yes. I bought the cookbook.
Great.
And so we went out for dinner, my girlfriend and I, and we've decided we're going to make like one or two a week.
Awesome.
And then we're going to write in the book
how
we felt about
That's
them. And
idea.
She's already like, this one looks great.
Yes. Recipe Teenage.
$22. Recipe Teenage, the book. I'm going to, I'm excited to
have some new things.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
That's my make a difference.
I've made quite a lot of hers.
Every single recipe has
been
a QR code in the book and there's a video.
Oh, I know.
So once I've seen it, it all makes sense to me and you can rewind it back. I mean, I've been cooking for a long time.
Yeah. So good.
She's so
I made
so
the
good.
Broccoli pasta one and they were all like, what is this? It's just broccoli. And then they were like, yum.
Oh, her food's beautiful.
They ate it all and I was like, wow.
Yeah, really, really good. I've made lots of it. I made a creamy, I know if you don't like mushrooms, but a creamy mushroom sauce.
Yeah.
You can put it with pasta or my girlfriend was having steak, which obviously I don't eat. But, yeah, she's like, this is amazing. I'm like, wow,
that's
really
easy.
She's
a winner.
She is a winner. So that's my difference this week.
Mine, I've got the Merry People boots.
Yes,
my purple
so cute.
Boots.
I can see them right now.
They're so warm. I wear them every single day.
So what are they lined with?
They're lined with like wetsuit material.
Oh, because so I was like, surely it can't be UGG boots.
Warm. No, and they're comfy and I've been walking the dog through. You know when you're just like, I don't have footpaths in my street.
Yes.
So we have to walk on the grass or the road. So anyway, and you know, going to netball, going to soccer, all of that, I've got warm feet and I'm just wearing them all the time.
I've seen so many.
They are sweeping Maroondah because all my friends, and then everyone's pulling me up everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I texted my friend. I said, I really want the light blue ones. I said, can you be my conscience? I don't need two pairs. And she's like, you don't need two pairs. But they are cute.
They
I was
are.
Like, all right, maybe later.
They are very, very
but the
cute.
Story is that she was from Gippsland. So you can imagine cold and wet. And then she moved to Melbourne and she's like, I can't find warm gumboots.
No, you can't.
And so
there's no such thing.
She built them.
I remember as a kid because that's where we lived in the Yarra
same.
Valley. And my feet would be freezing.
So, or these
so
are
smart.
Warm.
Yeah, so smart.
So I've never felt warmer.
My best friend Rachel's got a pair.
Yeah.
I think Debbie, who sent us the hundreds and thousands, she's just bought a pair. So everybody's getting their little Merry People.
So I really want the light blue. And the other thing is you'll all want to know I've got a new bra that because people are messaging me a lot about the underwire. So I went and I found this is a Bendon and it has no underwire.
Oh,
so
comfy.
So comfy because I was having so much pain.
Yes.
Everyone, you'll be happy to know. It's a bit uni booby. So we'll see what it's like in summer. It might be a bit sweaty.
But that's okay for
But for now, I'm comfortable because I couldn't even wear a bra for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I was so sore just from the stabbing. Of, and I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And then this was a laugh as well. I said to her, I just don't understand why my boobs are under my arms now. She's young and like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, fat distribution does change as you age. And I was like, I've never had boobs under my arms. And now they're right. So I said, I think I'm in pain because the bra's too small.
Yeah.
So anyway, funny.
Good. I'm glad you've got a new bra.
Yeah. I'm so happy. I bought two of them.
Oh, always get two because they will stop making those suckers.
Yeah. I am not going back to worry if I don't have to.
No.
We'll see. I'll be sweating.
Maybe the odd wedding or something. She
Maybe
might get
I'll
the
lift them up.
Out.
But anyway, So you can all rest and know that I'm okay
Mandy
now.
Anymore.
Thank you.
All right.
Your laugh.
Yep. Okay. So my laugh is just a quick one. I picked up the boys from the bus the other day. This is being reprinted with permission from the owner.
Yep.
And I said, how was your day? And Woody said, look, everything is okay, but I need a huge shit and then we can talk.
Well, that is the truth.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I just all I can think about now is getting this poo out of me, and it's then true. You can have some conversation.
Isn't
later.
That Maggie Dent talks about boys needing to go home and do a poo before they do anything after school?
Really?
Yep, definitely. Because I remember saying it to one of my friends.
Yeah.
That if they're agitated after school pickup, it's often because they need to go home and do a poo.
My
so
boys
when you go straight to basketball
at
or something like that, they're agitated because they haven't gone home to do their poo.
You've got to do the poo at home.
Anyway, my laugh was. Molly has been talking a lot about moving out with her friends.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just spoke to one of the other mums and she's like, are you hearing this conversation? I said, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So they all want to move into
an
apartment together. But one of her friends desperately wants a cat and Molly's like, I can't have a cat because Dad's allergic and then Dad won't be able to come over. And it's just been gorgeous conversation and very age appropriate.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually what my friend and I just said was, what a hopeful thing to hear.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that they're chatting about that. And they would all really do well. They've got quite good temperaments that I think that it could work eventually.
Yeah.
But anyway, funny. I was like, well, good luck telling your friends you can't have a cat. Like, you're going to have to sort all that stuff out.
You can get special cat food for people, for the cats, and it's, you know, Dad can just have some clear eyes when he comes over.
Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.